Thank you, Tanya. Thank you. Yeah, 35, John, 35. But it feels good.
Can you tell us how Cushing feels?
Yeah, no, I think he feels he's getting better every day. You know, I think coming off that injury, you know, post-game is always there's a lot of soreness, and we have to ease him back into the week. So, you know, like I always say, you know, he's day-to-day. You know, we'll see how he is tomorrow. And then, you know, we'll bring him to Tennessee, and we'll see how he is before the game. There's a lot of guys there that would play, you know. Obviously, you have Tuggle that's been playing next to him. Dent could play. Muhammad could play. You know, there are a lot of guys. There are a lot of different ways you could go. You could use a substituted package, different substituted packages where you could have DJ in there or Daniel Manning. You know, so there's a number of different ways you could go. But you know, we're practicing all those things. And you know, we're a very multiple defense, so we do have a lot of answers on the 46-man roster for what could occur, because you have to in this league.
Bill, are you aware of the report last night, the national report, that y'all had made a decision that perhaps not going to play this week? You might hold him out until after the bye. Was there any accuracy to that at all?
No. Well, first of all, no, I wasn't aware of that report. I was trying to figure out how to get a first down against the Tennessee Titans because it was third down night. And secondly, there is no accuracy to that report. I'm glad he thinks he's ready to go. I'll tell you what. That's a no comment. Dr. Clowney. He stayed at a Super 8 last night, or a Holiday Inn, whatever that commercial is. So anyways, I think he's looked better and better every day. I do believe that, but I wouldn't say that, you know, he's 100% sure for Sunday. I think that's something that we're going to have to see how he does tomorrow, and then we'll have to see how he is on Saturday. Really have to kind of measure that as the week goes on. But I do think he's getting better every day. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you're wanting to see his conditioning level, you know, because he hasn't played in a while. And, you know, you have to be aware of that, you know, that he hasn't played in a game in a while. I mean, it's different than running around on the track out there or practicing even. You know, game conditions are a lot different. You want to see how he's able to change direction, you know, cut off the knee. I think running straight ahead is not a problem. It's more about when you're coming off of an injury like that, you know, how are you cutting? You know, how's your explosion when you push off the knee, things like that, off of that leg? So those are things that we'll look for. But, you know, what I've seen in practice so far is that it's getting better in all those areas. So that's a good sign.
Is this injury something that if he makes the wrong move, it could get worse? Is it something that you worry about the soreness getting worse if he plays
on? I think the answer to that would be, Tanya, that every guy in that locker room, especially veteran players, but any guy in that locker room that's played a good deal of football is always going to have soreness, especially in their joints. You know, whether it's their ankle joint or their knee joint or their elbow joint or their hip joint or whatever it is, there's always going to be some level of soreness, especially after a physical practice or after a physical game. So, you know, we're always concerned for the player, if that answers your question. We always want to make sure we always have the player's health is number one in our mind, but we're never like overly cautious about it because we know that there is soreness that's attached to playing the sport. That's, you know, there. I think all rookies go through that, you know, having to when you're playing in college and you have to go to class and then you have afternoon meetings and then you practice and then you go to study hall and, you know, then you have all these different things going on as opposed to in the NFL where, you know, you have all day to meet, watch film, take care of your body in different ways, you know, in the morning and in the afternoon after practice and, you know, maybe in the middle of the day, you know, you have a lot of rookies. We teach them about that, and some of them catch on right away. Some of them don't. I'm not putting Clowney in any category. I'm just saying that all rookies go through that. So a younger player has to really learn how to understand his body and understand how to take care of it as he goes through his rookie year.
Can you see it in your judgment in terms of whether or not he can?
You know, I think as I look at it right now, I would say he definitely has a chance to play. You know, I think he's moving around out there. You know, we were in full pads today and he practiced. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, again, I try to communicate with the player. You know, obviously, Jeff Kaplan does a great job as our trainer, our doctors, Doc Lowe. You know, they do a great job. But at the end of the day, you know, how do you feel? Are you going to be able to play? You know, like, what do you think you're going to be able to do? And, you know, most of these guys, all of these guys will tell you, like, hey, I can go. You know, I can do it. And that'll, you know, a lot of it will come down to that, too, leading up to the game.
If he's able to play both against Taylor Lawn, two of the top rated players
at
their position, right. What kind of battle do you think that would be if they get to go against
each other? That's a great battle, I think. That's one that, you know, you're looking at two young players that were, you know, obviously drafted high. You know, I'm familiar with Luan just because of my experience at Penn State when we played him at Michigan last year. He's a heck of a young tackle. He's being used in a way. Sometimes he was used as a tight end. Now he's being more of a full-time tackle. So he's kind of reminds me of what we've done with rookie tackles in the past and the systems that I've been in. So I think that would be a really good battle. I think that would be a heck of a battle between two good young players.
So what did you see out of Mettenberger during the draft process?
Yeah. I saw a guy that was I felt like he was a smart guy. I felt like he knew his LSU offense really well. Felt like he had a strong arm. He was a big guy. You know, so I saw some decent things.
Last time Clowney was out there, actually Merciless was behind him. He's played so well the last 2 weeks. Can you see a scenario in which they're both out on the field?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Whitney's done some good things. You know, I don't think he's quite ready for enshrinement in Canton just yet. But, I mean, I think he's done some good things. He's gotten better. He's improved. He's working hard to do the things that we're asking him to do. But I think, yeah, I think you could see him out there at the same time, maybe. Yeah, I could see a scenario where that would happen, certainly.
In terms of cleaning up the mistakes that we made in the last game, Coach, how do you feel about that before this game?
You know, some of them, you know, there's not a lot of mental errors, if that makes sense. You know, so I'm talking about assignment errors. There's not – you don't really look at it and you say, wow, there's a lot of assignment errors. There are some, obviously, that we have – we believe we have fixed. It's more about focus and concentration, taking care of the ball, staying on sides, being able to be a good crisis manager. You know, when something's going bad, being able to say, you know what, we're going to stop this right now. You know, all of those things are things that our locker room is working hard at. You know, again, I'm not really blowing smoke. I'm really telling you how I feel when I tell you that I really like this locker room. I think we have a lot of great veterans in here that are good leaders, great guys. And these guys want to win very badly. So they're working hard out there to correct, you know, those focus, concentration type things. We're working harder to put them in better positions, to make better plays as a coaching staff. So we're all in it together, and I believe it'll get turned around. Yeah.
Whether it's Pickett or Muhammad, Simon,
yeah.
Kind of get you guys through this transition process.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we've done a good job to this point of managing the roster and making the right moves. Those guys that you just mentioned have come in and really, I think, played solid football for us. Pickett's played solid. John Simon came in there and made a few plays, both on special teams and on defense. You know, we talked about Whitney. Whitney's played pretty well the last couple weeks, definitely getting better and better. You know, guys that we've asked to step up. And that's kind of the nature of the deal in this league. You know, the next man up philosophy is really – it's really appropriate in our scenario. And really in most teams, that's what it is. Injuries happen. You only have 53 guys, so the next guy has to step up. And a lot of those guys have. You know, you see good examples of that.
How was
Akeem Dent played really well on special teams against Pittsburgh. You know, he had some tackles. You know, he's a guy that's definitely improved. You know, here's another guy that had a high ankle sprain back in training camp. You know, those things take a while to come back from. He toughed it out. He had some time off there to try to get it better, and then he came back, and he's working. You know, I think he's back from that, but, I mean, that takes a while to come back from, and he's I think he's getting better and better. You know, I've seen a guy that's really improved at linebacker and has done some really good things on special teams.
Defense, use your mic, you know, in a two-gap, three-four, maybe
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. I can't say enough about that guy. I mean, as far as, his work ethic, how he leads, the way he is in our locker room. I think he's frustrated, Brian. He's frustrated. These guys that have played at such a high level and they get injured and it's not easy to come back from some of these injuries, especially when it's happened a couple times, to the same knee. Those are frustrating things. These guys are football players. They're guys that really love the game and they want to play at that high level. And like I said the other day, I think he can get back there and he wants to get back there, but it takes time. But this guy is just a great guy. Great guy off the field, has a great family. Wife and two kids, brand new baby the other, a couple months ago. So, I mean, just a great guy. Got a lot going for him. Just he really wants to be back out there playing at the level that he knows he can play at.
You mentioned that a lot of the errors are kind of a focus situation.
Some of them, yeah.
And you've got such a mentally tough team. They've been resilient. They come back. They're not assignment problems. Do you have anything to draw on as far as previous experience on how to solve
Yeah, I think, we have some – first of all, I think there is. That's a good question. I think some of it is, we've only been together for about 8 months. None of these are excuses. I mean, these are things we have to get fixed. It's just – it is what it is. They're new systems on both sides of the ball. A lot of communication has to occur on our offense and our defense in order for the play to work. And so some of the things are, hey, we're communicating, but we've also got to watch the ball. We've got to take care of the ball. All these different things go into a successful play on both sides of the ball. And I think these guys are really working hard to get that right, to be in the right spot, to get their assignment right, and then make sure that they're focused on the things that they have to be to play to have a good football play, which is, staying on side and taking care of the ball and all those things. So I think that to me is where we really have to get better. We have to get better at our communication and then really just, hey, concentrate on where now we know what we're doing. Now it's about, hey, let's go out there and actually do it and focus and not make the mistakes that we've been making.
Are you worried about your return game? It's not giving you
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say worried, but I would tell you that it has to get better. I think even on the one that D-Man bobbled around there, he was going to get tattooed even if he fielded it cleanly. I think we need to block better. I think the timing of it has to improve. We've worked very hard on that this week, even though it's a short week. We've worked really hard on our return game, on punt return and on kickoff return, so hopefully we'll see improvements there. We have a guy that we think can be a good returner. He's done it in the past, D-Man. So, we just have to continue to work on it. Hopefully we see improvement.